With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. For the longest time, the White House line was this: President Biden will not pardon son Hunter for tax evasion and his conviction in a federal gun possession case. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre asked by reporters on a number of occasions,
does the president have any intention of pardoning him?
We've been asked that question multiple times. Our answer stands, which is no.
But somehow that no turned into a yes.
In the waning weeks of his presidency, Joe Biden used his authority to pardon his son and spare him a possible prison sentence for federal felony gun and tax convictions. On several occasions, the president had said he would not pardon his son or commute his sentence after his convictions in the two cases in Delaware and California. In a statement, the president said no reasonable person who looks at the facts of Hunter's cases can reach any other conclusion than Hunter was singled out only because he is my son. And that is wrong. Greg Clugston, Washington.
President-elect Trump calls the blanket pardon covering 10 years from 2014 to the present a miscarriage of justice, asking, does the pardon given by Joe to Hunter include the J6 hostages who have now been in prison for years? Also at SRNNews.com, the Lake Effect snow machine has buried parts of central and western New York State and western Pennsylvania beneath feet of snow. In Erie, PA, Ashton Pettit says it's been downright surreal.
My car's been stuck for 3 days in the middle of the road, despite having already shoveled it for about 4 hours with help and even having a truck try to tow me out. When I got towed, my car kind of just turned it to a plow and was plowing the snow with its front bumper.
And she was talking with WJET 24, Fox 66. Watching Wall Street this morning, Dow futures down 24 points. This is SRN News. Christians are cheering Australia's social media ban.
Clergymen, pro-family groups, and others have been warning for years that social media is corrupting the spirits, minds, and bodies of the world's young people. And they're all congratulating Australia's government for taking action. Though it won't be implemented for a year, the ban will cover all children under the age of 16 and will levy large fines on tech companies that break the law. Social media is blamed for introducing kids to pornography and gambling, amongst other things. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Hong Kong's top court has upheld earlier rulings that favor the granting of subsidized housing benefits and equal inheritance rights to gay couples. The Court of Final Appeals dismissal of the government's appeals ends some years-long legal battles between homosexuals and Hong Kong's housing authority. Asia is generally a socially conservative region, but relentless pressure by LGBT activists and the United Nations is making inroads. This is SRN News. On the heels of Black Friday, this is Cyber Monday, and tomorrow has a name as well.
Giving Tuesday was created to encourage people to give back and donate to charity after all the days of consumerism that come before it. Philanthropist Gene Shafiroff says giving is far greater a reward than receiving.
The idea of also giving to underserved communities, to animal welfare groups, to people that really need some money helps people.
Bill Sullivan with the Samuel Waxman Cancer Research Foundation says besides taking donations, they're also doing an auction for Giving Tuesday.
I would say, you know, between 5 and 8% of their income comes from Giving Tuesday.
Julie Walker, New York.
9 Volkswagen plants on the home turf in Germany seeing rolling two-hour strikes by workers. Those workers upset over pay cuts as well as factory closures. More details at SRNNews.com.